Chapter 18. Her name is Izzy, which is short for Isabella, but no one calls her that. Izzy is an only child. She has long wanted a sister or a brother, and when she was old enough to express this idea in the form of a strong argument, she was given a dog. She tried to name him Pal, since the plan, at least in her mind, was for the animal to be her best pal. But her parents didn't hear her, or, at the very least, they didn't listen, because before she knew it, the dog was named Columbo. This name sounds to Izzy like a kind of coffee or a wild elephant. Her parents explained that this name makes the dog a detective, but a bumbling one who wears a raincoat, which makes no sense because, of course, the dog doesn't do that. Izzy's parents think this is amusing. She does not understand why. Columbo is a good dog, and Izzy loves him, but it is safe to say the feeling is a mutual. Columbo's love in life, besides food, which always comes first, is his red ball. He wants to chase the thing for hours and hours, and Izzy doesn't have much interest in throwing a slobbery wet rubber toy to a dog that will then run in circles. This leaves Izzy to sometimes feel even lonelier about not having a brother and sister than before she got the dog. And this is also because her parents spend a lot of time now on Columbo. Columbo demands that. He wants someone to throw him the red ball 24 hours a day, which of course is not possible. On top of that, he gets his hair all over the furniture, which requires a lot of cleaning. And according to her parents, he can't be trusted. What they mean by this isn't that Columbo can't keep a secret. What they mean is that if food is anywhere within his reach, he will eat it. If you turn your back, Columbo will jump up onto the counter and bring down a plate of cookies. With one gulp, he can easily swallow a whole stick of butter. He has found a way to consume an entire bag of bagels and a 2-pound box of chocolate that came all the way from France. Dogs are supposed to be allergic to chocolate, but not Columbo. The dog is, according to Izzy's grandma, a villain. But no one in the house really thinks of him this way, although they do all admit that Columbo has successfully resisted a lot of training, which is why he sleeps in the crate in the kitchen at night. But it's a dog kennel, and it's supposed to make him feel secure. While Columbo has not turned out to be the pal Izzy hoped for, it doesn't mean that she has given up on the idea of a close friend in her home that is a pet. She just knows the dog isn't the answer. It is a Saturday, and that means that the regular routine of getting dressed, eating breakfast, and hurrying for the school bus can be ignored. On the weekends, Izzy's parents get up when they want to, and it is anyone's guess who will wander first into the kitchen and release Columbo from his sleeping crate. The dog is always immediately put outside to do his business, as her mother calls it. Izzy finds the whole idea of a dog doing business amusing. She can imagine Columbo putting on some kind of uniform and attaching a name tag. She sees him talking on a cell phone using a headset the way her parents do, even after they get home from work. She likes the idea of the dog sitting at a computer pretending to do business but actually watching funny videos of other dogs. Maybe Columbo would work in marketing. He loves anything that comes into the house in a brown paper bag. But then again, marketing, which is her father's job, doesn't have anything to do with a grocery store. When she was little, she believed that her father went shopping every day, and then someone paid him to do this. She was disappointed to learn he worked in a tall building downtown and that the marketing he did was for a bank. Izzy's mother also has a job that is hard to understand. She is a chemical engineer. Engineers are people who know how to build things so that they won't fall apart. Izzy knows that math is behind the stuff they do. At least that's how it has been explained to her. So for a long time, Izzy thought that her mom told people what amount of chemical barrels were needed to construct buildings. Izzy didn't understand why anyone would want to make a tall building out of chemical barrels, but she didn't say anything. Then she discovered that wasn't what her mom was doing. She was building things made from chemicals, but not buildings. She works in a lab that makes different kinds of shampoo. Izzy was shocked when she finally saw the place. It looked like a kitchen for scientists. Now, as Izzy opens her eyes and raises her arms and stretches, the house is just coming to life. She hears the door open and close to the outside. The young girl kicks off her covers and scrunches up her nose several times, which is how she always starts her day. When she decides that something in the room is different, she senses it, then she hears it. Izzy stays still and holds her breath. There's a very low sound that she doesn't recognize. She keeps the air in her lungs and continues to listen. The sound is so soft, it is almost impossible to hear. It sounds like the lightest snoring in the world. And then a second thing hits her. There is a new smell in her room. Izzy shuts her eyes to concentrate. The odor reminds her of something. It's the smell of her thick wool sweater when it gets wet. Didn't her mom say that smell is like a sheep in the rain? It is a wild animal odor. Didn't they both laugh at that? But there's not a sheep in her room. And there is not a wet wool sweater. Being as quiet as possible, Izzy rolls over onto her right hip. She stares out the window to the hedge in the yard, and then shifts her focus back inside her room. She sees her large pile of stuffed animals alongside her bed. Izzy knows this collection well. She is too old to play with these things, or at least she acts like she is if anyone else is in the room. But she still has a soft spot for all of the toys. Now as she stares at the mound, she suddenly feels as if her heart has stopped, because right there in the center of the mound is something that she's never seen before. Just at her side, close enough that she could lean over and touch it, is a real animal. The furry creature has on a bonnet that belongs to an old doll, the blue raincoat from her Paddington bear, and the black boots from her circus monkey. But even dressed this way, there is no mistaking that this animal is alive and asleep and insanely cute. Izzy works hard to keep breathing. How did the little animal get in her room, and why is it sleeping next to her bed? How did it come to be dressed in her toy clothes? She isn't sure what she should do. Is this some kind of surprise? Did her parents finally understand that Columbo hasn't turned out to be a pal? Is this her real, true pal? And then she looks more intently at the small furry face and realizes she knows this creature. This is the animal she saw outside 2 nights ago. This is the possum that waved to her. And it all makes sense in a new way. The possum has come to be with her. Izzy's first instinct is to go tell her parents. Yet something holds her back. Hadn't her mother seen a small mouse in the garage a few months ago and run in a full-blown panic? Didn't a barrel-chested man named Stoffer come to the house and plug all kinds of holes with pieces of steel wool? Stoffer spoke about rodents and disease, and Izzy's mother was so worried she took notes. Sounds can be heard in the kitchen. Izzy's mother is awake, her father too, but the possum does not wake. This possum is really sound asleep. Izzy takes a moment to think. The important thing for now is to keep Columbo out of her room. She feels certain that the dog will be nothing but trouble around her sweet slumbering friend. So Izzy slides silently out of bed. She grabs her favorite blue sweatshirt, which is slung over the back of the chair by the window, and she heads for the door. Before she leaves her room, she turns to look over her shoulder. An adorable possum with a fuzzy white face, long whiskers, and bright pink nose is sleeping with her stuffed animals, and it is the greatest thing that has ever happened to her.